Never, said Rajesh. Several things had to come together. The first was to have enough installed bandwidth so he could email game content and instructions back and forth between his own company and his American clients. The second factor, said Rajesh, was the spread of PCs for use in both business and at home, with people getting very comfortable using them in a variety of tasks. PCs are everywhere, he said. The penetration is relatively decent even in India today. The third factor, though, was the emergence of the workflow software and internet applications that made it possible for a Dhruva to go into business as a mini multinational from day one. Word, Outlook, NetMeeting, 3D Studio Max. But Google is the key. It's fantastic, said Rajesh. One of the things that's always an issue for our clients from the West is, will you Indians be able to understand the subtle nuances of Western content? Now, to a large extent, it was a very valid question, but the internet has helped us to be able to aggregate different kinds of content at the touch of a button. And today, if someone asks you to make something that looks like Tom and Jerry, you just say, Google Tom and Jerry, and you've got tons and tons of pictures and information and reviews and write-ups about Tom and Jerry, which you can read and simulate. While people were focusing on the boom and bust of the dot-coms, Rajesh explained, the real revolution was taking place more quietly. It was the fact that all over the world, people, en masse, were starting to get comfortable with the new global infrastructure. We are just at the beginning of being efficient in using it, he said. There is a lot more we can do with this infrastructure as more and more people shift to becoming paperless in their offices and realize that distances really do not matter. It will supercharge all of this. It's really going to be a different world. The internet now makes this whole world like one marketplace, added Rajesh. This infrastructure is not only going to facilitate sourcing of work to the best price, best quality, from the best place, it is also going to enable a great amount of sharing of practices and knowledge, and it's going to be, I can learn from you and you can learn from me like never before. It's very good for the world. The economy is going to drive integration, and the integration is going to drive the economy. There is no reason the United States should not benefit from this trend, Rajesh insisted. What Dhruva is doing is pioneering computer gaming within Indian society. When the Indian market starts to embrace gaming as a mainstream social activity, Dhruva will already be positioned to take advantage. But by then, he argued, the market will be so huge that there will be a lot of opportunity for content to come from outside. And hey, the Americans are way ahead in terms of the ability to know what games can work and what won't work in terms of being at the cutting edge of design, so this is a bilateral thing. Every perceived dollar or opportunity that is lost today, from an American point of view because of outsourcing, is actually going to come back to you times 10, once the market here is unleashed. Just remember, we are a 300 million middle class, larger than the size of your country or Europe. Instead of complaining about outsourcing, said Rajesh, Americans and Western Europeans would be better off thinking about how you can raise your bar and raise yourselves into doing something better. Americans have consistently led in innovation over the last century. Americans whining, we have never seen that before. People like me have learned a lot from Americans. We have learned to become a little more aggressive in the way we market ourselves, which is something we would not have done given our typical British background. So what is your overall message? I asked Rajesh before leaving with my head spinning. My message is that what's happening now is just the tip of the iceberg. What is really necessary is for everybody to wake up to the fact that there is a fundamental shift that is happening in the way people are going to do business. And everyone is going to have to improve themselves and be able to compete. It is just going to be one global market. Look, we just made baseball caps for Dhruva to give away. They came from Sri Lanka. Not from a factory in South Bangalore? I asked. Not from South Bangalore, said Rajesh, even though Bangalore is one of the export hubs for garments. Among the three or four caps we got quotations for, This Sri Lankan one was the best in terms of quality and the right price, and we thought the finish was great. This is the situation you are going to see moving forward, Rajesh concluded. If you are seeing all this energy coming out of Indians, it's because we have been underdogs and we have that drive to kind of achieve and to get there. India is going to be a superpower and we are going to rule. Rule whom? I asked. Rajesh laughed at his own choice of words. It's not about ruling anybody, that's the point. There is nobody to rule anymore. It's about how you can create a great opportunity for yourself and hold on to that or keep creating new opportunities where you can thrive. I think today that rule is about efficiency. It's about collaboration and it is about competitiveness and it is about being a player. It is about staying sharp and being in the game. The world is a football field now, and you've got to be sharp to be on the team which plays on that field. If you're not good enough, you're going to be sitting and watching the game. That's all. Well, here's the truth no one wanted to tell you. The world has been flattened. As a result of the triple convergence, global collaboration and competition between individuals and individuals, companies and individuals, companies and companies, and companies and customers, have been made cheaper, easier, more friction-free, and more productive for more people from more corners of the earth than at any time in the history of the world.